This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing.
The Robert Stotfill Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Stotfill.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Stotfill.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Stotfill.
Now, diving into the subject matter, and one of the guys who brings it every time he opens up the microphone, I don't know where he's not banned. He's awesome. My good buddy, back in the Florida days, Dr. Jason Dean. Dr. Dean, Jace, so good to see you, my friend. How you been? Love to you and the whole family.
You as well, buddy. I'm so bummed you're, I know you're in a lovely, wonderful place now, but I wish you were still in Florida with me.
Well, I know I've got at least one trip back to the Orlando area, like early November, like the 7th, 8th, and 9th. It's Dr. Terry and Stu Warner are putting on a wellness parenting revolution for chiropractic focus only, but I think it's open for wider than that. So I'll be there at least for that weekend and hopefully can connect. I don't know what you're going to be doing at that point, but yeah, I do miss you, and we've had some great times over the years.
We absolutely have. It's so funny. So I've been banned everywhere, but I will say this, that Robert Stotfill is the reason, is one of the many reasons why I'm even on to begin with. Because, you know, it's actually funny. I'll bring up an old name. Do you remember the name Bill Cooper?
Of course. William Cooper. Behold the pale horse.
So Bill Cooper, I remember listening to him I still listen to him long ago from his, you know, ham radio out of his house in the middle of the desert. And he said, the only way you're going to take America back is if more people do what I'm doing or he's doing at the time, which is, you know, the sound waves, the frequencies have to go out telling people, waking people up to what is happening in America, because it was happening back then too. Mm-hmm. And I look at the new media now and it's, you know, I started off with just the podcast. And then, you know, it's kind of like our nation, you know, summoned us. And mm-hmm. But I have to give credit. Robert Stotfill is one of the guys who, you know, gave me, some of the empowerment to get on here and do what I do every day and then get banned just like him.
Yeah, Jace, you're so kind. Look, you are very outspoken, which we need to be. At the same time, we also acknowledge that there are risks to speaking out. As we've seen, the medical doctors, the physicians trained allopathically, are learning what we've been dealing with for decades. And they now are finally figuring it out because they suddenly woke up to the reality that their system of quote-unquote medicine is not necessarily healing. It's management at best, but it's very problematic when it comes to like COVID jabs. Or now many of these physicians, including I had on Dr. Simone Gold last week as well, are looking back at the entire vaccination campaigns and paradigm before COVID and going, even McCullough says, I will never do that again. I'm never going to vaccinate again. It's done. I'm over it. So they finally, even though their training has blinded them to it, much of their careers, the harshness of what they've witnessed, those with integrity are indeed waking up and speaking out.
I still tell everybody, as much as I've despised, did I get booted?
No, you're good.
Okay. As much as I despise what's occurred the last 2 years, there has been such a silver lining of what has gone on the last 2 years. I could have never comprehended it. You know, I like to bounce this off you because not everybody knows out there that you and I, you know, can just sometimes chat and have great conversation what's happening. But who would have ever guessed that before 2 years ago, we were speaking and yelling from a rooftop about vaccines, autism, you know, Dr. Wakefield, you know, the Judy Mike Fitz of the world. We've speaking on this for decades. I mean, I'm standing on the shoulders of giants. I am not the first one. I tell everybody, I'm not the first one that came up with this. I'm just taking the baton for them because they were amazing at what they did. But I'll be honest with you, I never expected this to happen as fast as it did in the last 2 years, to not only where people are not only waking up to vaccines, and not just COVID, but the vaccine schedule, 74 plus vaccines. I mean, your audience, I know, knows it, but the more people are waking up to that, and now the waking up to, you know, I saw Dr. Simone Gold 2 weekends ago at the Reawaken America tour, and it's a firestorm for her. And then I listened to her a little bit on the show yesterday, the Encore, and I am so thankful, but honestly, it's amazing that we're at this time period where they now are saying, oh my gosh, we didn't even fully know the system was this bad. And I was listening to the first hour with you guys and said, you know, what needs to happen for this whole thing to come to stop, this emergency authorization thing, which is insane.
Yes.
It needs to be a crash. That's what we, the empire, as much as I don't love it,
right,
the American empire has to fall for us to build a new republic.
And that's not an anti-American sentiment. You know, you look at the flag behind you and me, going back to 1776, we're very patriotic in terms of the principles upon which this nation were founded and want to see that love of liberty restored and percolate throughout the country again. But the point is the regime, as we would call it now, it's not a de jure United States. It's a de facto. It's been taken over. And, you know, if they can continue to declare emergencies without end and not even nobody in Congress or is actually positing, you know, let's say legislation to stop the executive branch from doing this, it's like, how do you say we have a representative government at all? Is everybody on board with these emergencies continuing? I don't think so. So to come to that conclusion, it's not my pleasant conclusion as well, but you're right. As long as the illusion persists, people just kind of go along with it.
And here's how you really know the Republic fell. I mean, we can talk about 1871. We can talk about so many things of how America is no longer America. Here was the final step for me, and it wasn't even healthcare related, even though it is healthcare because the rainbow cult out there wants you to think this way, is when Roe versus Wade fell. But before Roe versus Wade fell, and I actually spoke to an attorney last weekend about this, The night that the Roe versus Wade decision was leaked out to the public, mm-hmm. the next morning I woke up kind of in a, you know, like, oh my gosh, I went, it's over. And my wife said, what do you mean it's over? I said, it's over because the fact that the Supreme Court has leaked a decision means that you no longer have any integrity left at any level of government. Now, we are a big government gone wild, but the fact that the Supreme Court no longer is safe, nothing is safe. They've infiltrated every single aspect of the government, whether it's legislative, executive, anything, right? It's all been infiltrated. The entire Congress, as far as I'm concerned, has to fall. The American Republic must be, in a way, destroyed for us to rebuild. And how do we rebuild? The states. That's how it was designed. That's how it was designed. I truly believe, as much as I'm a Trump supporter, I believe part of this genius, I hope, because obviously I have trouble getting around the vaccine aspect too, which is not a vaccine, is just the shedding light on how insanely corrupt this is. And, you know, we don't need the mass psychosis sheep to come along with us at this point because we have enough. We have enough people awake. But the light has been shown. I mean, when you have Candace Owens out there telling about the vaccine schedule and how dangerous it is and the fact that she won't vaccinate her kids, we now have the Patriots, which at the end of the day, you know, the liberals might be in the blue cities, but guess what? We are still a libertarian, constitutional, conservative country.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and to your point earlier about the transition of the physician community to finally wake up and look at the horrific history of much of what they've done, particularly the vaccine issue. Anything I've said, or others even, some of those giants we stand on, we talk about this, still had a minimal impact, even though measurable. Every individual is not minimal. I don't mean it that way, but in terms of larger numbers. And yet the acceleration of the overplaying of the COVID desperation emergency has brought so many people into this that we could have never done on our own. And correct. So you're right. I'm looking around going, that happened fast. I mean,
two years is incredibly fast. I mean, I'm sure you have viewers. I have viewers who are like, this needs to be over tomorrow. And I go, You have to realize we've been working on this. Yourself, 20 plus years, myself upwards of 20 years now. We've been working on this so long that it's going to take time, but we need this to play out. And I'm going to tell you right now, hot summer this winter. I know what Biden meant by the winter of death. He didn't mean last winter. This winter is not going to be pretty. And I think that's the final call on. I really think pharma has to be taken to task at this point. And I think the only way is, I mean, I just saw Dr. Mercola published it, but I think Dr. Martin had the information. The headline is 100 million die from COVID vax by 2028. We're going to have a mess this fall and this winter.
Yeah, but the predictions, of course, by Biden last winter was about the people who didn't get the jab, basically. And it's, the opposite is true. Of course, those are the most vulnerable, even though I would argue that just being around those folks has shown manifestation of symptoms in people that didn't get the jab, though typically not as severe, but still real. And then we go into controversies of germ theory versus terrain. Also, the bioenergetic aspects of healing that you as a chiropractor know, because it's more of a vitalistic view of the body as opposed to just a physical view, even though you adjust physically. The reality is we've got to find a way to communicate it. And yet I don't want to be part of that. These two parties will never meet, even though they have semblances of aspects of the truth in their understanding of it. The language is not adequate to bring them together, the terrain people, the germ people. And yet it's sort of like the vegetarians and the paleo people. And when Liam Sheff, our buddy who you knew as well, was alive, we're like, oh, my gosh, the vitriol and hatred between the types of diets out there is just insane. How are we going to be played and divided? Well, this fear of germs is still playing us out and keeping us divided, although a lot more people are coming on board with a vitalistic view. Not fully, of course, but certainly the trend is in the right direction.
No, 100%. It's so funny. If I post a picture of a steak, the vegans and vegetarians come flying, and I go, whoa, 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 whoa. Hey, you can eat whatever you want as long as you do it not genetically modified, organic, and keep it clean. That's the bit. We don't want Bill Gates in your food system and food supply. Right. It made me think of something when you said that, though, because, I was in Tampa. By the way, if I have a little cough, 2 weekends ago, I was in a moldy hotel room, which my wife wasn't with me. She said, my wife picks that stuff out like it's like an intuit, and I didn't pick it out. And so I'm finishing off the parts of that.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Guam immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
My name is Stephen Hewer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Rocking the health world to the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
I was in Tampa at a Clay Clark event, and something happened, Robert, I don't think I ever told you, and like this made me feel so good about our direction in America, even though we're going to have to fight through several years of building this thing back up. Mm-hmm. And I saw Dr. Wakefield and Dr. Mikovits at a booth, mm-hmm. and this was outside, summer heat, just intense, and they're just hanging out near each other, right? And it's pretty much quiet because guess what? Nobody in the Patriot community really knew them because mm-hmm. they were only in our community. There was an echo chamber of just us, right? Mm-hmm. And I believe Dr. Mikovits, I think, went up on stage and did her talk and spoke about some stuff and what she speaks so greatly on. She came down and they had like an intermission. The place flooded her booth to meet Dr. Judy and Dr. Wakefield for the first time. And I was like, and it was that moment of, you know, the soul leaves the body. And I saw that I was there for that moment to go, oh my gosh,
yeah.
As much as I can't stand what's happening right now.
Yeah.
This is our moment, Robert. This is our moment. This is why the new media is here. This is why I, you know, there was so many times I was like, you know what? I don't really need to do the podcast. I'm pretty busy. Got things to do. But then I get that little voice, that little calling, that God right. voice in the back of my head, my grandfather, my grandparents who passed on. And, and it just says, you got to keep going because this is the transition. This us with the Simone Golds of the world, you know, Dr. McCullough's of the world. We're going to take this forward and we're going to fix this country and we're going to fix healthcare.
Yeah, but clearly we have to ward off the disinformation. And Super Don, you heard Jason Dean pretending that it was mold. It's really COVID and he needs to get a PCR or a phony rapid antigen test to prove that COVID is spreading, right? He's just trying to make this, you know what I'm saying? This is the absurdity of it. You're exposed to mold and it's like, it's COVID. Everything is. You know, that's the response. If you cough, if you sneeze today, the programming is out there. And if they just say COVID is still spreading, most people, innocently enough, they're not part of the agenda, will go, oh, COVID is still spreading. There's still enough folks out there believing what they're told in the news or via a president or what, or a Fauci who claims to retire but not retire at the same time. So we still have to recognize that there's still education and teaching that has to happen along this way.
It's not only education and teaching. I always talk about we have to uneducate them because
deprogram.
I still deprogram on a regular basis. I go in, I have my for my Robert Scott Bell listening days, I go over, I have my Antoine Bichat books on the library. Right. I gotta go pull them down, read a little bit more, this terrain theory, the versus this germ theory. You know, it's constantly pulling back the layers of that programming. I was just watching a video by Bill Deagle, Dr. Bill Deagle, and old video. And he talks about electronic medical records. And he talks about years ago how they're going to get everybody into DNA and mRNA changing vaccinations to reprogram their minds to implant memories and chips into their body. And I'm watching this going, and this has to be, it looks about the 80s when it was recorded. And I'm like, oh my gosh, it was all there. And using electronic and cloud methods to report back and forth to government who has been chipped, who has not been chipped. And I go, this is literally the World Economic Forum. This is cloud. This is what they're talking about, and they use COVID brilliantly to the masses to pull this all in. And we have to. Luckily, they're waking up the Klaus. We have to unschool them on all of that, and then go, hey, did you know that 80% of illness is psychosomatic, meaning you have negative thoughts and your spiritual life is a mess, and we got to unplug you from some things. You got to unplug yourself from MSNBC and CNN if those things last. Mm-hmm. And we have to unplug them from that whole thing just to reeducate them. And hey, Robert, you better get ready because you're going to be working. You think you're working hard now. You got like double, triple from now.
It's not retirement time yet.
No, it's not.
The idea of retiring is kind of, I don't understand that concept, because if you do what you love what you do, why would you ever stop other than, hey, it's time to go and, go back, meet your maker at that point. But, the idea here, of course, is to find your passion, your mission in life. And, if someone were to say, it's over, everybody, we got through it, we can all see through it, I might end up hanging out in the garden more than I do right now, which is like, I always want to be out there during the season. I can't go year round like I used to, although we now do have two greenhouses now. So we got some things we can do, but finding the joy in those little things in the midst of it. And I've said this also, Jason, and I'm sure you appreciate this, that even in the midst of all that we see that has gone wrong and has gone wrong for a long time to lead us to this moment, we still have to find those moments of joy in life. We can't say, well, I'm going to hold off all the joy until all of this is solved. Therefore, you live a life of complete, I never get to enjoy those moments, those wonderful moments that occur all of the time, even in the midst of these disasters.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
I'm Tony Maruso reporting. A fast-moving brush fire near Yosemite National Park exploded in size Saturday into one of California's largest wildfires of the year, prompting evacuation orders for thousands of people and shutting out power to more than 2,000 homes and businesses. The Oak Fire started Friday afternoon southwest of the park near the town of Mid Pines in Mariposa County, and by Saturday had grown to nearly 19,000 square miles. Mike Healy was one of those evacuated.
We've got our health. We were able to get out. We've got a helping hand, and the Red Cross are doing a tremendous job.
One of the natural wonders of the West, Utah's Great Salt Lake, is under threat. Officials are now sounding the alarm about climate change and the worsening drought, pushing the lake to the brink of a crisis. High temperatures and record-breaking western drought has Utah's Great Salt Lake inching towards ecological disaster. Utah, already plagued by dust storms that could potentially be hazardous for the state's most populous city, but currently the lake is so low only airboats can operate. I'm Tony Marusso for USA Radio News. A senior U.S. congressional delegation met Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky in Kiev on Saturday and promised to try to ensure continued support in the war against Russia. That delegation, which included Representative Adam Smith, who's the chair of the House Armed Services Committee, is the latest in a series of high-profile American visitors to Ukraine. We will continue to seek ways to support President Zelensky and the Ukrainian people as effectively as possible as they continue their brave stand, they added. They didn't have to pay bail, so they didn't show. With that story, here's Lance Pride.
Two accused drug traffickers from Washington State busted with 150,000 fentanyl pills during a California traffic stop last month failed to show up in court Thursday after being released on California's new soft-on-crime cashless bail. After the no-show, the judge withdrew the prior $2 million bond and directed each to be held without bond if they turn up on the system. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
This is USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Even with all this work, I mean, even with everything that we're doing and you putting that your podcast out, me putting my stuff out and trying to push as much information out there, I have to sometimes, you know, while I'm in this studio, go, you know what? I got to go back out there because I have a wife, I have a daughter who not only need attention, because of course they need attention. I need, you know, it needs to be that nuclear family assemblance again, because that's what they destroy. They destroy the nuclear family. But then at the same time, if you're going to wake everyone up to what's happening, you're going to destroy the empire, and we're going to build our republic back again. The way you're always going to be fighting, the fight doesn't end because, as our founder said, you got to keep it. You have a republic. If you can keep it, the famous words of Benjamin Franklin, right? How do you keep it? You have to educate your kids on how to understand what a republic is, why we have it, why you have to follow what's going on in your local politics. The fight doesn't end, but we don't have to fight hard all the time. We can actually go, we can just educate and say, hey, let's go for a walk. Let's talk about stuff. Let's go see some monuments. Let's go on a vacation and go around and see the Mount Rushmores of the world and the different national parks. And let's educate so that, you know, hey, I'm not here forever, but then you're going to have your kids and you're going to have your grandkids. And we don't want this country taken down again. So you need to understand what this is. And really, it's kind of, it's not necessarily a balance. It's a harmonization of rebuilding the family. We put more gardens in our backyard this year. We're getting chickens, you know, like I still love to travel. I still love to go do stuff, but you know, teaching our kid to, you know, homestead. How to, you don't want to have to be, you know, in survival mode all the time, but just how to actually build skills. Because America was built on the tradesmen. It's as simple as that.
Well, we've got other education events coming up. I mentioned my good friend Jamie Dorley from Nutritional Frontiers. He's hosting me as well as Judy Mikovits and Dr. Tracy Strout, Len Brankowitz as well, and on a, you know, really an education forum, a one-day event in Pittsburgh, although they allow for streaming purchase as well. And these are the things that we'll continue to do. Now, some of it may involve politics and law, but a lot of it is the practical and pragmatic things that have been lost to modern medicine, is to actually how to work with pathways and promote their healing and their functionality as opposed to simply suppressing or forcing biotoxic poisons. And also acknowledge that there are people that are transitioning out of that. How do we bridge the gap? And these are the opportunities, I say, I encourage you. Whether Dr. Jason Dean is out there giving a lecture in education forum or we have official things through other groups, I want you to know about it. That's why the upcoming events tab at robertscatbell.com is good to plug into as well. And I'm looking forward, Jason, to seeing you if you're going to be around that weekend when I'm back in Orlando in early October.
Cool. Well, if I'm here, I think they actually reached out to me and said, hey, you want to come down and check it out? So I'll get in contact.
Yeah, I don't know if you need any DCCEUs or whatever, continuing education, but I think some of their program will provide that if you need it. So that's a good thought.
I think we give some more money to the man for my, you know, my license. That's how the bureaucracy works.
All right, stand by. We got to take a quick break here on Brighteon.tv. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. All right, they take a break now for about 2.5 minutes so we can chat behind the scenes. We're still going out on the air on a number of places, including at our website, robertscatbell.com. So, Jace, good to see you, my friend. Really good to see you.
Good to see you, buddy. How are you doing out there?
Doing great, really, overall, been great. And the travel season has hit a little bit, so it's out and back a bit. But the garden's going well. The kids are doing great. We're loving it. And as I was just commenting last night, I think it hit triple digits yesterday. I went to 100, but it's really not brutal with the humidity and the 20%. It's not 10%, but 25, 27%. And at night, it cools down enough. I'm like, this is crazy, and there's no bugs. So I'm like,
nice.
I like it. I don't mind.
Considering 110 here and humid.
Oh, and humid, I know. I remember it all so well. And, of course, even in October, it could be that warm. We'll see what happens when we get there for that trip as well. Now, when we come back from this break and we're joined again by our friends on Brighteon.tv, I had a question of the day come in from a Terry. It relates to blood born disorders, and I'll preclude the statement as we're answering it that as you as a DC, me as a homeopath, said we're not pretending that we're medical doctors. We don't want to do that, nor would we want to, because they're the third leading cause of death. But we'll talk about it from our perspective of what could be done, what could you consider as far as help in those arenas as well.
Yeah.
And let's see what else we got coming up as far as stories. We do have vaccines causing new mental disorders.
Oh, that's a fan. I read that one. I did that one on my show this morning. Yeah. Unbelievable.
So, yeah, you're warmed up. We can cover that. And I got a story about selenium later in the show as we wrap up later. And let's see. Yeah, so that's good. I think we got some good coverage. So the question of the day will hit next. Super Don, you with me? We'll bring up the question of the day and talk about that coming back in.
You know.
Okay. I want to acknowledge the Orange Guard as well when we come back in for our Brighteon.tv audience and a couple of things, and we'll crank it up. So stand by, Jace. Here we go.
Got it.
Wait, actually, no. We got 25 seconds left. I'm getting ahead of myself.
That's like a world of time in live world.
Yeah, it is. It is indeed. But welcome once again, everybody that's behind the scenes watching right now. But, yes, this is still broadcasting for us. It's just a break for Brighteon.tv. So, anyway. Oh, Jace, real quick, too, I want you to let people know how to catch you on Brave TV as well when we come back.
Yeah.
So, stand by.
No problem.
All right. Here we go. All right, welcome back. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show, and my buddy Dr. Jason Dean is with me this hour. I just want to give you a heads up on some announcements, some upcoming events, things like that. Also, we were talking about gardening a little bit. Super Don, you got those pictures of the orange guard. This is a dilimenine-based pesticide. Dilimenine is distilled from the orange peel or the citrus peel. It is so safe that a few weeks ago on the air, I sprayed some orange guard in my mouth and swallowed it. It tasted nasty, but it didn't kill me. It's the safest way if you want to deal with pests. There are other ways to deal, but to not poison the world around you or kids or pets, you can use the dilimenine. You can get it at your local Ace Hardware. There I am in my greenhouse with it, and it is that safe. You can dilute it even further, as we were talking with Tor McPartland, the developer of this product many years ago, and we had him on recently on a Sunday radio broadcast. And you can go to orangeguard.com, buy it direct, or go to the Ace Hardware. If you're in Wyoming or Nevada or Utah or New Hampshire, you can actually probably pay in goldbacks because those are legal tender there. And many people are using goldbacks wherever they are because people are, like, not insane. They say, yeah, I'd rather take gold than paper. Yeah, any day. Let's do that. So that's cool as well. Shout out to our friends at Goldback. And we have links in the show notes and on the banners on the right-hand side of the page if you're on your computer at robertscottbell.com. Mention upcoming events. We got Autism One in the Desert, Mesa, Arizona, 18th through the 21st of August. Before that, August 6th, Nutritional Frontiers is hosting me and Judy Mikovits and Tracy Straup and Jamie Dorley and others, Len Brankowitz. We got a lot of cool stuff coming up. Health Freedom Expo. Good Lord. Have you ever been to one of those, Jason, over the years, the Health Freedom Expo?
I have not been to one of those. I always wanted to get to one. I think they were on the West Coast for a while. And I couldn't get out there.
Always in Long Beach for many years, but yeah. Over the last years they had to go virtual 1 or 2 years, and now we're back to meeting in person, which is nice. October 15th, 16th, and it's outside of Chicago far enough. I feel good about going there. Tinley Park Convention Center. If you go to TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com, it's going to be an amazing weekend if you can get away mid-October. So the week after I'm in Florida with you and others, I'll be heading up to Chicagoland area for that event, and I'd love to see all of y'all there. We got a lot of people. It's like a big reunion, and coming together for that one. That's coming up, but there's upcoming events tab. Now, I want to go into the question of the day. Super Don, do you have that? I didn't get to it last hour, so I thought it'd be good for Jason and I to hit that one right now. Or right now. Yeah, there it is. Question of the day. So this is from Terry. He says, hi, RSB. I love watching your show with Dr. Simone Gold today, the broadcast on the AFLDS live stream. They simulcasted it, which was great. She says, I've been diagnosed with, it's a very strange name, but PV, excess red blood cells due to a mutated JAK2 gene. And I've been taking warfarin, or rat poison, Coumadin, for 5 years, along with monthly phlebotomy, so basically draining the body of blood. My doctor says there is no cure. What say you? I know drugs are not healthy, but I have not the choice unless I can be monitored with natural foods that work as blood thinners. What would you do if you were me? God's best, Terry. Well, Terry, I thank you for reaching out, and I'm glad you enjoyed the Simone Gold interview. Look, when they say, Jason, that, oh, it's a gene mutation and you're screwed, basically, and you can be managed with drugs only, I don't believe that for a second as a homeopath, and I'm sure that as a vitalistic view that you have in chiropractic, we're not pretending to be medical doctors. We wouldn't want to be, but I'm just not buying their argument here.
No. So I have methylation. People come in all the time talking about methylation, and we get rid of heavy metals, get rid of some pathogens in the body, and it's amazing how those cycles come back on. So everyone, I don't buy into those. It's interesting you did this, and I remember the PV, but I couldn't remember what it was actually called, so I had to go look it up real quick, and then I remember polycythemia vera. The first thing I went after was parasites and parasite bacteria byproducts. So like the mycoplasmas, the babesias, the bartonellas, etc. Because I've heard of that before. We've had it before and gotten people well. Mm-hmm. But what's happening, and this actually goes to, so I can bring up Lyme, for example. Lyme's a perfect example of it, right? Is it used to be Plum Island, used to be up in the Connecticut area, obviously, and then it started spreading far, far west. So, I mean, Wisconsin's loaded with it. We have California loaded with it because glyphosate has brought everything down. Like, glyphosate is bringing down the immune system of plant virus in America.
Yeah.
And so when I think of that, anything bloodborne, the first thing I think of and I go back to is, you know, what was this person bit by? It doesn't mean that they, you know, have a tick bite. It just means they probably got bit. We have GMO mosquitoes flying around all over the place. These things are carrying so much bacteria, parasites, exosomes, et cetera. I would look in that realm. I mean, you can get testing on that stuff, but I would just start actually getting the toxic load out of the blood. That would be my first thing.
Well, yeah, and we talk about the bloodborne manifestations associated with COVID even. How many things like oxygenation or coagulation issues? And as a homeopath, I've mentioned this over time, they match up very well with many of the snake venom remedies in homeopathy because they impact the blood. Now, whether people believe Brian Artis' perspective on the synthetic peptides or not, the good news for homeopathy is it doesn't matter the cause per se. It matches symptomatically speaking. Now, this person could say, I have to be on blood thinners for life. That's what they've told me because I have a gene mutation which never corrects. What about the concept of epigenetics, gene manifestation, if you will, changes depending on the environment it's in. The body adapts as well. So if you remove, as you point out, the offending elements, whether it be toxic heavy metals or other things that are going around, glyphosate is a big one that also damages the gut permeability issue and microbiome, which impacts immunity, which impacts endocrine, which impacts nervous system, all of that. We begin to correct that by removing things from the body, the offending elements that are not needed. Then we begin to give the body that which it needs. I've been talking a lot about copper made even worse as a deficiency because we've been told zinc, vitamin C, and then nobody pays attention. That wipes out your copper.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Scott Bell Show.
And as they got more vaccines, it became worse. And so obviously they're doing deeper studies on this, but this is literally, I actually believe it's CRISPR technology, and well, we know it's CRISPR technology. I actually believe it's going in and it's snipping off nerve endings in the brain. And I think it actually is, because it talks about inflammatory cytokines and how it actually alters the function of the nerve cell to increase the risk of psychosis. But they did have to come up with a new diagnosis because they weren't prepared for this, apparently, and it is called new onset psychosis. So, Robert, we still live in a bizarre world, but mental disorders now. Now we have to go and put them into psychiatry and psychiatric drugs. There's a whole new demographic for the pharmaceutical companies now.
Drug deficiency syndrome and disease doesn't really exist, but they've convinced millions of people, and particularly Americans, and that's sad for us as Americans to recognize we are the worst offenders when it comes to drug taking, number one in the world. And I don't mean talk about street stuff. I'm talking about the FDA-approved variety, the pharmaceutical drugs. Now, countering that means minerals. And one of the articles we have is on selenium and its importance for your health. This is kind of a review for many of you. We talk about, they mentioned seven health benefits, including immune system, benefits for asthma as a general antioxidant, thyroid criticality, heart function, fertility, and prevention of cancer. It's not new for us, but yet a lot of the forms of selenium that are sold even in health food stores are basically rocks like selenite. And like, it matters the form, and that's why we've been advocates for 100% whole food forms of these minerals where possible. And just a shout out to Jonathan at ChooseToBeHealthy.com who just dedicated his following on his dad Chuck's work to carry the whole food forms of these things, the selenium we use. And you can use the code RSB5 when you go to ChooseToBeHealthy.com to discount. But also in conjunction with now the selenium and other things we know to combine and excrete heavy metals as well, because selenium is critical for mercury and certain metal detoxes. The conversion from glutathione to glutathione peroxidase, when we talk about NAC, without selenium you can't fully convert. So much of that is overlooked. And now we have, just real quick, I want to mention this, Pure Body Extra, this form from Touchstone Essentials, a one-week introduction, $5. You can get this bottle, last a month. Do four sprays three times a day to begin more deep-level detox with a form of zeolite that has been cleaned up of all the garbage that was locked into those zeolites, which is why I never utilized them or endorsed them. And you can do this for $5. Try it out, and shipping's included. And I want to thank a number of folks that have helped us connect with this, including our friend Larry Cook, who's been one of the most outspoken band advocates of awareness about the dangers of vaccines. Shout out to Larry for helping connect us on this as well. And so how often are you doing your show, Jason?
I am Monday through Friday, noon till sometimes one, sometimes two. I tried the Robert Scott Bell 2-hour platform.
Yeah.
And let me tell you, you need a great producer like Super Don.
Yes, you need a Super Don to do that. Absolutely.
You need Super Don to do this. So thanks to him for all he does. He's awesome. So we do Monday through Friday. And, I've been banned. Every once in a while, a word will slip out of my mouth that is an inappropriate word, because you know what? We live in an age of insanity. We really do. And I'll just tell everybody, like, you got to get out there and talk. You got to get out there and watch the people who are giving real information. For example, I mean, this selenium thing, I'm an advocate of minerals. I don't necessarily dive deep into them because it's not really my highlight spot, but like Robert Scott Bell has been talking about selenium since forever ago. He's a genius on it. So you need to like understand how that works. You understand how the magnesiums, Morley Robbins with copper, this is where, as you are shifting out, there you go, as you're shifting out of this world of, oh my gosh, we didn't know the whole paradigm was taken over. You know, the medical, pharmaceutical, industrial complexes that I think actually Robert originally came up with. Mm. As you shift over, there are people who really specialize or really great in these areas. And so, you know, I try to bring on my show. I come on these shows. It's as long, we just need to get more education out as much as possible.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and I thank you for all of your works and efforts. You're a wonderful renegade, and I mean that in the most positive sense, because we need more of that. And it's just fun, you know, been getting to know you and your family. I send all the love and hugs to your wife and your daughter, and I can't wait to see you. Hopefully it'll work out when we're back in Florida for a little bit for that big event early October. Again, that's in the upcoming events tab of the Robert Scott Bell Show. Please sign up for email alerts or Super Don calls them newsletters. You can get that eventually. Go to robertscottbell.com or send RSB to 22828. Do you have an email alert list of any kind as well?
If you go to the website, I think you can. It'll pop up in certain places. I think I got banned off of Linktree. That takes some effort right there. Sure.
Good job, my brother. Listen, we're out of time. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.